Disappointing because we had a great spell in the game where we were on top, massively on top, and we didn't take our chances.
What happened with the first goal?
Individual error. I mean, I'm not going to name players, but we worked hard all week on set pieces and conceding goals from set pieces, and, and we switched off. Simple as that.
I've just asked the manager, you know, it wasn't the only corner where you seemed to have trouble defending it. What is the issue there? Because he said, you know, we spent all week on it. Why isn't it working on the day?
Yeah, I mean, the lad had a fair few chances, and as individuals, we get set a player to mark. It's down to the individual to stop your man scoring. So, yeah, it was a big lad. Miguel had a bit of a tough time with him, but he didn't score, so...
How much responsibility should the players take for this? The manager's getting a lot of stick. You know, we're sat right next to the fans. They're all calling for Dave Jones to go.
All of it. Literally all of it.
All of the responsibility.
Yeah, all of it. The manager getting called for his head is a disgrace. It's not the manager. It's the players. Listen, the fans are allowed their opinion. They pay their money, so fair play to them. They've come to support us and supported as well, even though we're not getting results. So fair play to the fans. They've stuck with us and another good following. But as far as the manager going, I think it's the wrong decision and the players need to stand up and show a bit more.
You're the captain, so you're in the heart of that dressing room. Is all of those players fully behind the manager at this stage?
Yeah, I think we are. Individually, people might not be on top of their games right now. But yeah, I mean, listen, we don't go out there to lose. So you can sack the manager, bring someone else in. You've still got the same bunch of players. Yeah, I've had it before. I've had three managers last year at Wolves and we still got relegated. So you can blame the manager. I know he's the man that picks the team, but at the end of the day, we're out there, so it's down to us.
Is the message then that, you know, you have to stick together? I know it can be tough. You're 6 points from safety.
There's a lot. Yeah, all I will say, there's a lot of games left. I mean, I'm hoping the lads aren't thinking that too much because you do end up running out of games. But there's no other way than to stick together. And we just scrap out a little 1-0 win and we go from there. I thought we'd turn the corner against Reading. And since then, I just don't know what's happened. But I reiterate that the players have got to do more. It's simple as that.
And you've got to do more to take the pressure off the manager, haven't you? Because it's all the time now. It's all people are talking about.
Everything's rosy when you're winning. When you're losing, people point fingers. And unfortunately, that's the role of a manager. You're there to be shot at. And it's just the way of football. If it's not going well, you sack the manager. But for me, in this case, I don't think it's the right thing to do.
What's your message to the fans then? You know, speak to them. They're going to be listening to this. What's your message to them?
Stick with us. Stick with us because... We are working hard. I know all week we work hard in training. The support is great, especially away. That there was another good following today. So all I say is stick with us because we are grafting. It's not happening for us. And I think, as I said earlier, the players have got to stand up and give more. Simple as that.
It's hard though, isn't it? And they all argue that they pay their money. They travel all around the country. They do give you fantastic support. They're tired of losing.
Of course. I'm tired of losing. I don't want to lose every week. But, yeah, I said earlier, they pay their money so they can have their opinion. They're more entitled to that. But we're all trying to push in the same direction. We want to win games. The fans, the players, the staff, the club. So there's nobody going out there wanting to lose the game, but individual performances, I'm not at it at the moment.
Presuming there isn't a change, though, this game on Tuesday, it's got to start now, hasn't it? I mean, you can't keep talking like this. If you're going to keep the manager in a job, you've got to win a game of football.
Of course, yeah, but everyone will say it's the biggest game of the season. Oh, they all are, every game. Whatever happens Tuesday, win, lose, draw. Saturday, it's the biggest game. They're all big games. Everyone beats everybody, so... There's enough games left, I said it earlier, but you do end up running out of games. So it's got to start soon, has to start, and it starts Tuesday.